This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 262 for Wednesday, February 8th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market ended the day lower on Wednesday despite positive sentiment in comparable oils. While Chicago soy oil was down, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. After its rally on Tuesday, crude oil made gains once again. However, U.S. crude oil inventories rose to its highest level since June 2021, putting pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar was mostly steady from Tuesday's close. The March canola contract was down $4.30 per ton at $828.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates earlier today, with very few figures outside trade expectations. The USDA raised its corn carryout projection by 25 million bushels from January's estimate to 1.267 billion, in line with pre-report trade estimates. Brazilian corn production was left unchanged at 125 million tons, while Argentine corn production was cut by 5 million tons to 47 million due to drought. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 1 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended February 3rd, down 28,000 barrels per day from the previous week. However, ethanol stocks dropped 25,000 barrels to 24.417 million. The March corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.79. U.S. soybean carryout was estimated by the USDA at 225 million bushels, up 15 million from the January estimate and at the high end of trade expectations. The Argentine soybean crop was cut by 4.5 million tons to 41 million, while the Brazilian crop was held steady at a potential record 153 million tons. Global soybean stocks were 102.3 million tons, down 1.49 million from the January estimate. The March soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.20. Projected ending stocks for U.S. wheat were estimated to be 568 million bushels, 1 million more than the January estimate, but 11 million less than the average trade estimate. The USDA also estimated world wheat ending stocks at 269.3 million tons, 900,000 tons higher than the January projection. The U.S. Southern Plains are expected to see rain over the next 7 days with heavy amounts in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. China is auctioning off 140,000 tons of wheat from state reserves on February 15th. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.65. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.96. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.26. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.